Today from the Ohio Newsroom, one Ohio community's debate around drag queens. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Residents in Bell Fountain are petitioning for an ordinance that would classify drag performances as adult entertainment. The city, 50 miles northwest of Columbus, would be one of the first municipalities in Ohio to do so. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports the ordinance would affect the Olive Tree, the only gay bar in Logan County.
Welcome to the stage, the lovely, the beautiful, Bariana Grande!
That's the cue for a bejeweled drag queen to strut onto the Olive Tree stage in Bell Fountain. Her pink makeup glimmers in the light of the disco ball as she lip syncs to Taylor Swift. You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron. Despite being a 45-minute commute from Ronald Woodland Wright's home in Westerville, Woodland Wright performs here as Bariana Grande. She says it's her favorite gay bar in Ohio.
The minute you walk in the door, it's nothing but love.
She says when she performs, the audience's support is tangible. She thinks of that love as a force field against local controversy. There's a growing movement in Bell Fountain to restrict drag performances. It comes after Republican lawmakers in more than 16 states have looked to ban or criminalize drag. It started with the city's Christmas parade. The Olive Tree had a float with a drag queen. Bell Fountain resident Devin Palmer and her kids attended the event. She says the performer's outfit and dance moves were inappropriate for children. Her 10-year-old son was given a coupon to a future show.
It's kind of what sparked, you know, a bit of concern.
Palmer, alongside other residents, have been collecting signatures for a city ordinance that would ensure drag queens are considered adult entertainment.
We don't see why drag performance should be treated any differently from other sexually charged entertainment. And you shouldn't have kids in attendance, and you shouldn't be marketing these to kids either. It's just that simple.
Tyler Berry, the owner of the bar, says drag performance is not inherently sexually charged. Since it's a bar, no minors are allowed to most of the drag shows at the Olive Tree. The coupon Palmer's son got said 18 and older. But the ordinance would ban family events like drag brunches, which is how the bar started. It used to be a coffee shop, until Barry invited one of his drag queen friends to perform. Nearly 250 people bought tickets to the drag brunch.
We started the event, and you could just feel the trauma relief in the room. You could feel the families, you could feel the patrons just like feel noticed for once. And it was a very, like, I'm getting teary-eyed now. Like, it was a very emotional experience. A lot of tears, a lot of hugs, a lot of thank yous.
Barry grew up in Logan County. And as a gay man, he says he never felt like he had a safe space to be himself. After the brunch, Barry decided he wanted to create one. In 2020, he came out to his larger community, and in a way, his business followed. Last October, the Olive Tree became the first gay bar in the county.
If my mom would have brought me to a show when I was younger, it would have completely changed my life in a positive manner.
The future of those shows in Bell Fountain is uncertain. If the ordinance gets on the ballot in November and is passed, zoning laws could prohibit the venue from having any drag performances. But tonight, Grande is still dancing and asking the audience to support the Olive Tree.
Those guys out there don't want what we have here to continue. But no, we don't do hate. We do love.
Because for her, it's more than just a stage to perform on. It's a community of people who accept her as she is. In Bell Fountain, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.